Oh, Father God, we continue to praise you, and we declare and praise you that you are indeed a powerful and strong God. Thank you, God, that you have declared and you have made us into your sons and daughters. And when we feel like we're a bad kid, when we're a bad daughter or a bad son, you still love us even then. Thank you that you are a God who is above all of our thinking. Thank you that you are a God that is just full of grace, abundant
Okay, dancing. Look at.
That was good. No, we might be making assumptions. Why was it bad? You lost. How badly?
Not as badly.
Not as badly. What was the score? English or Japanese is fine. No French allowed, okay? What? You had piano. And I'm going to guess that was good. Did your teacher nice? Okay, there we go. Okay. That was a good thing. Anybody else have something good or something bad? Anybody? May, how about you? Can you remember anything about your week? You can't remember? KK, can you remember anything? Okay, went to cross country meet. Was that good or bad?
It was okay.
So it depends, you know? Depends on the person. Jordan, how was the meet yesterday? Awesome. Okay. I mean, my here. Okay, well, you know, good things happen and bad things happen, and we can choose and decide which ones we're going to remember. So, how many of you guys can read Japanese? Who can read Japanese? Okay, can you read this? It's kanji. Well, how about even the, this is a kanji. Can you read that? It's hard, isn't it? Really hard. Okay, well, I'm going to ask Aoi-san. Can you read it?
すべての正しいこと、すべての清いこと、すべての愛すべきこと、すべての。これ何?じゃけんと、ここにあります。名誉なこと。<笑><笑><笑>
Okay, let's read the Japanese together if you read Japanese, okay? So it's in hiragana, so everybody will read hiragana if you have to, so let's do it, okay? Hai, seino.
Owari ni kyoudai tachi, subete shinjitsu na koto, subete hedakai koto, subete zanashii koto, subete kiyoi koto, subete aisubeki koto, subete meiyo na koto, mata tokuya shousan ni atai suru koto ga areba,
okay, let's read the English, okay? People who can read English. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Okay? So, this is actually one of my favorite Bible verses, and this was a present from my teachers when I went to Japanese school. Kind of art, more than being able to easy to read, it's pretty. Anyway, how are we doing on time? Do we have time? Like 3 minutes or
no?
We don't. Okay. Then can you guys? We're gonna finish with one thing, okay? Sometimes it's really hard to think about good things. Anybody, like, some really, really bad stuff happens and it's hard to remember good stuff? Okay, can you guys snap your fingers? Okay, are you sure? Can you play it for me, number two? We don't have to do the whole thing, okay? Okay, so this is a song, and it this is the words to the song. So it says, stand up. Everybody say, stand up. Next is stand up. Look up. And praise the Lord. Okay? So Megumi's going to do it for you. Okay? When you stand up, everybody, sagande. Okay, sagande. Can you ask,
what is it called in English?
Squat. Okay, so squat. Okay? Okay, so say it. Okay, and everybody, be quiet. So you got to do it with me, okay? Number two.
Number two. Okay. Number
we don't have to do the whole thing.
Okay, number two. Number two. Okay.
Maybe Stephen can help.
You talking about this?
Stephen.
Acapella. So.
Okay, you ready?
Okay.
Come on, snap. Adults, we need some help. You gotta stand and stand up, okay? The second stand up, we're gonna jump. A little louder. If you have small children, there's a monitor upstairs. You can go upstairs, and the children can be a little bit more noisy, and you can still listen to the message.
今週のメッセージも続きで信仰によって生きるということでお話していきたいと思います。
I'd like to continue message from last week and the last few weeks on living by faith.
その中で今日はですね、本当にイエス様の姿に変えられていく、成長するということを話していこうと思うんですけども。
Specifically, I want to talk about how we can grow in Christ.
でも特にですね、先週のまず反省からしたいと思います。先週はローマのどこを学んだか覚えてしまいますか？ローマ書の
Last week, where did I preach from?
五章でした。五章の一節から五節で
It was Romans chapter 5,
私たちは神様の前で本当に和解している神様から平安を与えられているということを話しました。
It was that we've received peace and reconciliation with God.
そして希望があるというですね。
And we have received hope.
でもですね、そこで終わらなかった。
But that's not where we ended.
なぜなら私は日々の生活で苦しみや苦難があるんですね。
Because we also in our daily lives we have trials and tribulations.
パウロが教えていたのは苦しみや苦難が私たちに忍耐を与えてくれる。
But Paul said that in our trials, in our suffering, we receive patience and endurance.
そして私たちがストレッチするときに私たちが本当に良い寝られて品格を与えられると言っているんです、
ね、And when we're stretched like that, God molds our character and we receive a good character.
そして最後に希望が与えられると言っている
And our, from a good character, we receive hope.
でもそれができるのは自分の力ではないんですね。
But that is not, we can't do that on our own strength.
私たちの中に神様の愛を十分に注いでくださって、その愛で生きれるからなんですね。
It's by the power of the Holy Spirit inside of us. It's by the power of God's love inside of us that we can live in this way.
で、先週のメッセージの終わりは、苦難があります。苦難に立ち向かいましょうって言うんですか。
And last week we talked about suffering and we talked aboutstanding up within the suffering.
そして勝利を得ましょうと言いました。
And we talked about receiving God's victory.
はい、皆さん一週間どうでしたか？
How was your week?
はい、本当子供たちは good and bad、ね、いいことも悪いこともあったって言いましたね。
So, the kids when we asked them, they said the week was both good and both bad.
神様の平安がありましたか？希望がありましたか？
Did you have the peace of God? Did you have hope from God?
苦難がありましたか？
Did you have some suffering?
勝利がありましたか？
Did you have victory?
品質が練られましたか？あ、品質、自分のキャラクターが練られましたか？
練られました。
あ、ビルドアップ、モ
ード。Was your character molded? Did you grow?
あの、日本語で練るっていうのは、こう、あの豆かなんかをですね、ここかき回してですね、どんどんどんどんこう、あの小さくするんですね。
So we like mold stuff.
はい、はい、で、はい、本当に私は今日あの私たちはやっぱり苦難を感謝する必要があります。
We really need to be people that praise God for our suffering and for the pain and trials that
we have. そして、勝利を感謝します。
We have to praise God also for the victory that we get.
なぜ神様は私たちをここを通してより良いものをしてくださるんです。
AndWhen we go through those things, then we end up at a better place.
はい、今日はあのローマ書の8章から今日は見ていきたいと思います。
Today I want to look at Romans chapter 8 with you.
ところどころ飛ばしたりをしますけど、まず12節から読みます。
I'm going to skip around a little bit, but first I want to start with verse 12.
はい、じゃあお読みしますね。ローマ人への手紙8章12です。それで兄弟たち、私たちには一つの義務がありますか？それは肉に従って生きなければならないという肉に対する義務ではありません。肉に従って生きるならあなた方は死にます。しかし霊によって体の仕業を断つならばあなた方は生きます。神の霊によって導かれる者はみんな神の子なのです。あなた方は人の奴隷として再び恐れに陥る霊ではなく神の子とする霊を受けたのです。その霊によって私たちはアッバ、父よと呼ぶのです。この霊こそ私たちが神の子供であることを私たちの霊と一緒になって明かしてくださいます。もし子供であれば相続人でもあります。神の相続人、しかもキリストと共同の相続人です。キリストと共に苦しみなら共にその栄光をも受けるからです。
In English, if you read English, if you can help me out, please help me. Romans 8:12-17.So then, brothers and sisters, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh, for if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption.When we cry, Abba, Father, it is that very spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if in fact we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him.
私たちは神様と和解、仲直りしてるだけではないんです。
It's not...only that we have been reconciled with God, that we have made peace with our relationship with God.
罪から解放されただけではないんです。罪から解放されただけではない。
It's not only that we have been made free from our sins.
私たちは神の子供とされているというんですね。
We have actually been made children of God.
神様の恵みの相続人、エアだというんです。神様の相続人。
We have become heirs of Christ, heirs of God.
実はこれは少しあの難しいんだってですね。神様、素晴らしい全てを使えた神様の子供とされたということです。
So it's hard for us to comprehend. We have been made the children of this great creator, amazing God.
私たちを想像を超える大きな大きな神様の子供とされたということです。
This God who is way above what we can ever imagine. This just beyond our thinking. We have become and been made His own children.
そしてその相続人なんですね。何をもらえるんでしょう。相続人なんです。
So it says we've become heirs.Heirs of what?
神様私たち何を与えてくださるんでしょうか。
So what will God, what has God promised to give to us?
これを思うことがあるんですけれども、私は自分のことを本当に神のこととして見てるか、自分自身のこと
見
ているかどうか。
I have to ask myself.Do I see myself as a child of God? I have to ask myself that.
神様の相続人として自分自身のことを見ているか。
Do I see myself as an heir of God?
もしは周りの人たちを神の子供、神の娘、神の息子としてしっかり見ているか。
Do I look at the people around me, Christian brothers and sisters, as children, son of God?Daughter of God. Is that the way I look at people around me?
どうでしょう。もし隣の方が神様の子だったら、神様の娘の息子だったらどのように皆さんは見ますか。
If you really saw the person, the people around you through God's eyes as God's daughter, as God's son, then how would the way you see them change?
多分全然今とは違う見方になると思うんです。よくわかりませんけど、違う見方。
I'm not really sure, but I think that.The way we see others and the way we see ourselves would also really change.
私たちはそれを学んでいかなくちゃいけないんですね。
So we have to learn that.
お一人一人が特別な神様の子供、神様の相続にしていらっしゃるということを私たちは認めなくちゃいけないんですね。
We have to recognize that people around us are sons and daughters of Christ.They are heirs with Christ.
でも私たちは同時に、私は神のことされたって喜ぶんですね。喜ぶ必要があります。
We should be rejoicing that we have been made children of God.
ちょっと隣の人に、あなたは神様の子供ですって言えますか？神様の娘ですって言えますか？ちょっと言ってください、ね。
Say to the person next to you, you're our daughter or son of Christ.
はい、このように私たちはこうやって集まっていきますけど、そのような見方を私たちは共に見て尊重し合い、励まし合い、そしてより良いものとして作り変えていく手助けになりたい、したいと思います。 I'm sorry, it's a long class. It's a long. So, 私たち本当に共にですね、神様のとして育っていきたいと思います。
So together we want to grow as children of God and mature as God's
children. そこでさっきこの英語で見てる人は英語で日本語だとですね、それじゃなくて私たちは天のお父様、天の神様お父さんって言えるって言うんですよ。
So because we have been made God's children, we can actually callThis creator, amazing God.
ね、皆さんお祈りの時にあのどう言いますか、言いますか、日本語だと、お父様って言いますか、そのお父さん、父ちゃん、なんだ、なんだろう、なんて言いますか、皆さんは。
When you pray to God, what kind of language do you use? Do you write? Do you pray, "Oh gracious Father"? Do you pray, "Daddy"? Do you pray, "Hey Dad"?How do you pray? How do you address God?
はい、じゃあ質問ね。DJ、あなたは英語で祈るとき、天のお父様のことなんて言いますか？
So DJ, what do you call Father?
Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
はい。あなたの奥さんのルミちゃんはなんて祈りますか？
What does your wife say?
天のお父様かな？彼女はね、彼女は父さんって言うんですね。お父さん、父さんって言いますね。
So,
a little bit less formal.
うちの子供たちは父ち
ゃん。父ちゃん言わない。あ、父ちゃんね。はい。
Everybody in 関西
では。あ、関西では父ちゃん。
いや、うちも小さい時は父ちゃん。
私たちは本当にこの救い主の神様お父さんって言えるんです。そういう私たちは恵みを与えられているんです、ね、
We've received such amazing grace that we have the privilege to call God Father、
ね、でも私たちは学ばなくてはいけません。子供となるには私たちは子供となる学校というか子供となる日々の生活が必要なんです。
But in order to really become children and to become mature, we need to grow.
ですね。
Daily.
はい。次の箇所はですね、8章18節はこのように始まっています。
I would like to read this next place with you.
現在の苦しみは将来私たちに表されているはずの栄光に比べると取るに足りないと私は思います。
If you read English, let's read together. I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory about to be revealed to us.
もう素晴らしい神様の息子ですから、もう服もかっこいい服だったり、車もスポーツカーだったり、そういうものではないんですね。
God is not giving us a promise that you're going to look great, you're going to have great looking clothes, you're going to drive a sports car. He's not making those kind of promises to us.
私たちは日々神のことして行くときには苦しみが伴うというんです。
God is telling us that in our daily life we will have suffering.
それは小さな苦しみかもしれないし、
It might be little tiny things, or it might be huge things.
本当に苦難の中にいるときそれが大きく見えてしまいますけれども。
When we're in that suffering and that difficult time, it seems so huge sometimes, doesn't it?
でもパウロはいいんですね。私たちのこの日々の生活の苦しみと私たちの神様の恵みと比べたら全然恵みの方が大きいっていうんです。
But Paul is saying that if we compare this present suffering with the glory of God that we're going to experience, it's minuscule.
もう取るに足りないっていうんです。
We can't even pick it up. We can't even It's just not even worth comparing.
ですから私たちは神様から受けるものの大きさにしっかり見ていかないと日々の苦しみが大きくなりすぎます。私たちは、私たちは本当に神様の恵みをしっかり見る必要があります。
We really need to set our eyes on God's grace.
大きな恵みは私たちに約束されています。
God has promised us amazing grace.
ですから私たちは日々の生活に飲み込まれてはいけません。
So we can't just be swallowed up in the trials and tribulations and sufferings of our daily lives.
でも私たち気をつけなくちゃいけないことはあります。
But there's something that we need to be cautious of.
問題を抱えている人、苦難のある人に向かってですね。
We can't look at someone else who is going through some trial or suffering and say.
そんなの問題じゃないよとかいうのはダメですね。
That's nothing. That's not difficult at all.
気にするな。
We can't turn and say to someone who's suffering, "Oh, don't worry about that."
私たちは本当にその人が立っているところによく聞く必要があります。
We need to try to see where is that person standing.What is that person going through?
同時に私たちは本当に神様の恵みに共に目を向けていく必要があります。
At the same time, we need to try to guide them to see the grace of God.
次に行きます。
Let's read, continue reading.
23節からです。非造物だけでなく、霊の発をいただいている私たちも、神の子とされること、つまり体のあがなえることを心の中でうめきながら待ち望んでいます。私たちはこのような希望によって救われているのです。見えるものに対する希望は希望ではありません。現に見ているものを誰がなお望むでしょうか。私たちは目に見えないものを望んでいるなら忍耐して待ち望むのです。同様に霊も弱い私たちを助けてくださいます。私たちはどう祈るべきかを知りませんが、霊自らが言葉に表せないうめきを持って取り出してくださるからです。
Let's read the English. You read it. Please help me out. And not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit grown inwardly while we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. For in hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what is seen? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, but that very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words.
このところは、パウロは神様の終末のことも少し暗示しています。
This passage is talking about the second coming of Christ.
私たちがその終わりの時のことをここでは、まあ、示していますけれども。
This passage is talking about the eschatology.
私たちは神のことされる、された。でもその次があるわけですね。
So we have been made children of God.But that's not the end.
でも私たちはその先はまだ見えていません。
We can't see the end. We can't see what's ahead.
先が見えないと苦しいですよね。
If we can't see even what's just a bit ahead,